We want God to scatter the darkness of our lives. We want to enter into that kingdom in a day that never ends, that light that never ends. We want to enter into God's presence so that we can hear His voice and follow His lead for all eternity. And the saints have given us the way to do that. And through the life of prayer, they remind us of these stages that we go through: the darkness of our sinfulness. We go through the darkness of being isolated, alone. We go through the darkness of our misery and suffering. And little by little, we are receiving the light of Christ, the grace of the Holy Spirit, and ultimately, we're in union and communion with God. And they place a name for these stages that we go through in order to be united to God for all eternity. And the first stage, they call it a purgative stage. It's a stage where we begin to examine our lives. We begin to examine our consciences. We begin to ask ourselves, who am I? Why am I here? Where am I going? Where is all this leading to? We begin to realize in this stage the darkness that enshrouds our life, that we don't know what we're doing. We don't really know what we're going. Rather than focusing on what we know, that God loves us, God has forgiven us, God would never abandon us, and God will always provide for us, we're so busy focusing on what we don't know. And we use that as a means to gossip about other people. We just don't know what's really happening to them. So the Lord says we look at their appearance that are outside. We don't really know what's going on in the inside. We focus on what we don't know. We try to figure it out. We try to resolve problems. We even make up facts that are not there. We just don't know. And in this purgative stage, there's a desire to empty ourselves of our self-concern, of our selfishness, of being self-absorbed, of all our pride, our anger, our greed, our prejudice, our indifference. We want to begin to be purged of our sinfulness so that the Lord can fill us with His light, with His love, with His life, and God could help us to enter into that eternity. We examine our hearts and we realize we're sinners. We need God's mercy. And so we begin to pray in a particular and an intimate way. And little by little, the Holy Spirit begins to bring us insight. He gives us wisdom. He gives us knowledge of God. He begins to counsel us. He helps us to be a little more light, a little less burden. And our prayer in this illuminative stage, our prayer becomes more intimate, more fruitful. We begin to trust in God a little bit more. And then the Holy Spirit continues to help us to purge, to heal, to be reconciled with God, and ultimately that leads us to a unitive stage. That's Holy Communion. That's where we want to be, where we let go and we let God. God guide us. God be our light. God be our rock, our salvation. God is the Good Shepherd. In this stage, we can finally hear His voice and we can follow Him, who's leading us back home, back to the Father and to our loved ones once again. What we see today is this interplay between light and darkness, between blindness, between ignorance, between belief and unbelief and doubt. And so what we see today is this man born blind, he's us. We are born blind. We have been born into sin. We have been born into darkness. But when we go into holy baptism, we're illuminated, we're enlightened. We receive the gift of the Holy Spirit who says, Ephatha, be open, who teaches us how to pray. He opens our ears to hear God's voice. He gives us the sight of faith because we walk by faith and not by sight. And he gives us the eyes of the heart, the ears of the heart to see Jesus, to hear him, and to follow him in the glory of God the Father, and God the Holy Spirit, and God the Son who comes to shepherd us back home. But the Pharisees, they don't want to go through these stages. They remain in their pride and their prejudice. They think they know, but they don't know. They don't even know the God that is in front of them. That if we're blind, we can't see. And if we can't see, we can't hear. And if we can't hear God's voice. And so we can't see him when he follows us in our journey home. Yes, that I need to see you in order to hear you. But if I'm in darkness and I can't see you, then I can't hear you. But our eyes are focused on the mind, on the things that we don't know. Our eyes are focused on impurity. Our eyes are focused on sin. Our eyes are focused on greed and indifference. We are looking at that, and that's called a distraction because we're listening to it. And so we remain in darkness, and we don't know what we should know. Our Lord says, open your eyes. Look at me. Keep your eyes on me so that you can hear my voice and follow my lead.